Our next guest on the program had a terrific career playing football for the University of Maine Black Bears and took that success north to Canada, the CFL, as a member of the Ottawa Red Blacks. His team went to the championship game, the Grey Cup. While they fell a bit short, it was not because of the efforts of Sherrod Baltimore. Sherrod, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Man, that was a great game of four tackles and interception for you. I know it hurts to lose, but what a great year again for your Red Blacks to get to the title game.
Yeah, man, bittersweet. Stung a little bit, but we had a great season. You know, we had great memories. It was a good team. Man. It's unfortunate we didn't come up with the win, but hey, man, it was a great experience. We get look forward to going back, you know, always helping the program win.
Two things that I've been impressed with, Sherrod, is but how much the city of Ottawa has embraced you personally. I follow a lot of that on Twitter and the Red Blacks and stuff, and you seem to really like being there too. What's it like playing in another country and a different game, under different rules?
It's fortunate, yeah. I'm in Ottawa, one of the greatest cities in Canada. I must say, everyone praises Ottawa. Just not the organization, just the city alone. It's the capital of Canada. It's great fans, great people. Canada has nice people. It's a great city. It's a great environment. The CFL is a great program, professional league. As far as Ottawa, the fans, we have the best fans in the CFL. They're very passionate, genuine. The fan base is crazy. You know, you wear red and black anywhere. I'm walking anywhere. I could, they take care of you. They look out for you. So it's a good thing. And I love Ottawa. I earned the respect. Hopefully, I earned the respect by making plays, and winning games there. That's what it was all about to me. So,
when you got a great
in that case.
You got a great Black Bear connection there as well with Danny Collins. Is it nice to have a guy from the college days there with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Danny Collins, for sure, man. It's comfortable. Danny compete real hard. I love Danny, boy. We hang out a lot, so yeah, that's a good thing.
Now, you've had a chance to go to British Columbia. You've had a chance to go to Alberta, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, to Manitoba. You've seen an awful lot of the world that people would not otherwise see. Did you imagine growing up in D.C. that you were going to see those places?
I dreamed of doing that. So I always had big dreams. But, who would ever thought, those places are amazing, man. I really embrace it. I take a lot of pictures, man. I just see in the moment. You read about that. God is good. It's almost, all those are beautiful places, man. I'm thankful to be able to see those places. BC is my favorite. Vancouver, by the way. Yeah.
We're talking with Sherrod Baltimore of the Ottawa Red Blacks here on Downtown. Well, your Black Bear is having a heck of a season, headed for the playoffs this weekend against Jacksonville State. What was it, Sherrod, about your time at Maine that enabled you to continue to be successful as a football player and as a person?
Just being in Maine just helps you get ready for life. Learn in Maine that anything in life, one of the things in life that's guaranteed is adversity, honestly. It's cold out there. It's lovely people, though. That's already adversity right there. Like, wow, it's cold, but there's happy people, I just realized once I can live here, I can live anywhere or get through anything that I can get through anything in life. So, you make me like hungry and humble, So, yeah.
Now, you one of the things I really admire, you had a great first season with the Red Blacks. They went out, they brought some guys in from other defensive backs. You were on the reserve squad there for a little bit. You fought your way back on. Never quit, never decided, I get my release, I'll go and try and play somewhere else. Do you think your ability to commit to Ottawa with all your heart and soul has something to do with the way you told me how Jack Cosgrove walked into that gymnasium to see you play basketball when you were a kid?
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. It was a little adversity in the beginning. I wasn't playing. If you look at the schedule, how many times I played this season, it isn't right. I only played about 7 games, and I had 5 interceptions. So, you know, I just had to stay humble. I always knew I can play. So I just knew when the time came, and I was praying a lot, talking to God a lot.
And my wife,
you just stay patient.
My wife said she wanted to be sure that I told you that she was watching the game. She couldn't listen to the radio thing today because she's working, but she said, you tell Sherrod I watched every minute of the Grey Cup. And I think if, and you know I'm your fan, but I don't think you've ever had a bigger fan than my wife.
Tell Ms. Dennett, I said, hey, tell me, I love Ms. Dennett. Ms. Dennett, it's all good, Ms. Dennett. I got nothing but love for you. I appreciate you, and I thank you for all your support and love.
Yeah, well,
I love to Ms. Dennett, man, for sure.
I will be sure, she'll be sure to hear that. Now, when do you guys, how long do you have off before you start to get back at it?
I'm already back at it, man. It's already my off season. I'm ready. Like, shoot, ain't no off season. And, you know, you got camp probably in May, I believe. So it's a long off season. You start it how you want to. So, yeah, hey, man, I'm ready to attack your head first. I'm ready.
Well, I hope that you'll get back here soon so we can talk about that book, because people need to know what a remarkable life you've led. And I love the article that was in the, I don't know whether it was in the Ottawa paper, the Edmonton paper, about what you called the struggle. Because, man, every time I hear somebody tell me they had it tough, I say to myself, I know Maurice McDonald and I know Sherrod Baltimore, and they had it tougher than you guys could ever imagine. And I'm just, I for one, am so proud of what you've accomplished. I just smile every time I think about you, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mr. Pratt. You know, you're my favorite teacher ever. My favorite professor ever at the University of Maine, you know. Hey, and, yeah, book coming soon.
Yeah.
Bruce Pratt, you know, and Sherrod Baltimore, man. We're coming in the mix of sound, man. Coming soon. Stay tuned, you know. Yeah.
That was a great class we had. I think DeMar Altman was in that class. I'm trying to remember Jeff Falvey.
DeMar Altman.
Yeah. You must see him.
I know how to read poems. They should ask me about that. How about they ask me about the class that you took? I know how to read poems now, and I know how to write poems. Yeah, I learned a lot about that class. Yeah.
You worked hard,
my
man.
My favorite classes ever. Yep.
Well, Sherrod, you still got a lot of fans here. We were watching you in the Grey Cup. We pull for you every week in the CFL, and so glad but not surprised to see the success you're having, because nobody worked harder when they were at the University of Maine. It's great to talk with you, Sherrod. We wish you continued success.
Hey, man, go Red Black. I mean, go Red Black and go Black Bears. Let's do this thing, Coach. Hey, let's get it, baby.
All right.
Thanks,
Good to
Sherrod.
Talk to you, man.
All right, bye.